Hey, Nance, I was looking at your blog, your All You Can Eat blog, and it was about this recipe contest that you were judging, Columbia Crest, local ingredient thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I saw this one looked so great that I had to try it. It was for a crab and corn tart with a chanterelle topping.
Oh, man, I was nuts about that recipe. And I know it didn't take first place in that recipe contest, but that was my vote for number one.
Well, it was just delicious, except that it called for a cup and a half of cream to three eggs, which whenever I make a recipe for the first time, I always follow it exactly. And I did that with this one, but I think it was way too much cream and it just would not solidify in the oven. I wound up actually taking it out, turning it upside down and actually draining it and then mixing some more eggs into it. And then it came out fine.
You know, isn't it funny how people are with recipes? Now, I'm one of these people who will look at a recipe and then immediately want to tweak it without making it the quote unquote right way first. Although, I did recently make Jerry Tronfeld's incredible basil ice cream recipe from his Herb Farm cookbook. And that stuff was delicious. And I followed it to a T. And I found that I managed to somehow curdle my eggs a bit so that the custard was a little scrambled eggy. It called for putting it through a sieve, but I found when I made it a second time that if I used my old standard of ice cream custard making, which is using a double boiler and adding a little bit of the hot cream into the egg yolk and then taking that mixture and putting it back into the cream,
right,
whatever they call it in techno speak.
Tempering
my custard. It worked perfectly. So from now on, that's how I do it. And of course, he's a fabulous award-winning chef. And you think, you know, well, what do I know? But sometimes what you do know is worth going with.
Well, the culinary police are not going to burst into your kitchen and tell you to freeze. So you really can't do anything you want.
But it's like that, the quiche with a quiche-like Dungeness crab. Did it not come out like a quiche?
Yeah, in fact, I thought it was a quiche, and just parenthetically, it was the first quiche I've ever eaten.
Because we all know
that
real men don't eat quiche.
I don't want to look like no sissy.
And that's why they didn't call it a quiche.
Yeah. How did this meme get started? Some guy 20 years ago said this. Now everybody actually believes that it's true.
And what did they used to say about people being over 30, right?
Well, I'm still untrustworthy.
You know, sometimes you just really do foul up a recipe. I'll never forget spending something like $25 on all these ingredients to make this wonderful chocolate cheesecake that I've made many, many times. You know, it calls for making the chocolate cookie crust, you know, you melt butter, and it takes a long time, and it's just this glorious looking custard. And I poured the custard into the crust, and I put it in the oven, and I getting ready to turn to do the dishes, and I looked and realized, oh my God, I didn't put the eggs in. I had left them in the strainer. So I did what you did. I very carefully took the thing out of the oven and I spilled the custard out, praying that I wasn't going to break the crust. And, you know, it all came out in the end, which goes to show you that you really need to look at those recipes. You can tweak them, but you shouldn't be, you know, forgetting the eggs.
I guess the only lesson we can take away from this is that no matter what your approach is to recipes, do pay attention to what you're doing and don't forget the eggs.
And that's the hard-boiled version.
Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, appears at seattletimes.com/allyoucaneat. I'm Dick Stein.